Thursday, 12th week, Ordinary Time 2. Readings, the second book of Kings, chapter 24, verse 8. Jehoash was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother was Nehushta, daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, just as his forebears had done. At that time, the officials of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, himself arrived at the city while his servants were besieging it. Then Jehoash, the king of Judah, together with his mother, his ministers, officers, and functionaries, surrendered to the king of Babylon, who, in the 8th year of his reign, took him captive. He carried off all the treasure of the temple of the Lord and those of the palace, and broke up all the gold utensils that Solomon, king of Israel, had provided in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had foretold. He deported all Jerusalem, all the officers and men of the army, 10,000 in number, and all the craftsmen and smiths. None were left among the people of the land except the poor. He deported Jehoash to Babylon, and also led captive from Jerusalem to Babylon the king's mother and wives, his functionaries, and the chief men of the land. The king of Babylon also led captive to Babylon all 7,000 men of the army, and 1,000 craftsmen and scribes, smiths, all of them trained soldiers. In place of Jehoash, the king of Babylon appointed his Mataneha king and changed his name to Zedekiah. Gospel, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name? Then I will declare to them solemnly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. When rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as their scribes. Theme: whatever the seed which one sows, he shall harvest the corresponding result. Building a house is a work that demands time to study the landscape, weather, and suitable materials when building. If one doesn't spend time studying, the house which one builds shall not last long. To build one's life requires more time and effort. St. Paul advised the faithful this bit of wisdom. They should build their life on the foundation of Christ, the cornerstone of your life. Today's readings help people recognize that they must endure the corresponding results with that which they act. In the first reading, the author of the second book of the Kings reported the last days of Judah's kingdom, the kingdom of Judah. They were completely destroyed by the Babylonian Empire and went in exile because they were completely destroyed by the Babylonian Empire and in exile because they refused to live according to God's teaching. In the gospel, Jesus declared that faith only in words isn't enough for people to enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. People must express their faith in deeds, which is to build their life upon the foundation of God's word in order to enter the heavenly kingdom. Analysis reading 1. The results which the Judahites must endure because they insulted God's words. 2. Opposite lifestyles. Yesterday, the author reported King Josiah's renovation of the whole nation based on the teaching of the book, which was found in the temple. The result was that the king saved his kingdom from God's anger, and the nation was peaceful during a period of time. Today, the author reports the last days of the kingdom of Judah. The reason was because the next few kings returned to their ancestral lifestyle. They turned their back to God and didn't keep God's commandments. The result was that God no longer protected them and let their enemies devour them. Jehoash was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned only 3 months in Jerusalem. He was evil in the sight of the Lord, just as his forebears had been. At the time, the officials of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, attacked Jerusalem, and the city came under siege. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, himself arrived at the city while his servants were besieging it. Then Jehoash, king of Judah, together with his mother, his ministers, officers, and functionaries, surrendered to the king of Babylon, who in the 8th year of his reign took him captive. The results of the lifestyle that disobeyed God. The author reports 3 main results. 1. All valuable properties fell into the enemy's hands. The Jews were very proud of their temple, which was built by King Solomon on the top of Zion Mountain. When the temple fell into Nebuchadnezzar's hands, the king commanded his soldiers to carry all valuable things in both the treasure of the temple and of the royal palace to Babylon. He broke up all the gold utensils that Solomon, king of Israel, had provided in the temple of the Lord. 2. The king, officers, and talented people were also in exile. He deported Jehoash to Babylon and also led captive from Jerusalem to Babylon the king's mother and wives, his functionaries, and the chief men of the house of the land. The king of Babylon also led captive to Babylon all 7,000 men of the army and 1,000 craftsmen and smiths, all of them trained soldiers. 3. The Babylonian king replaced Jehoash, the Judean king, with his uncle. He replaced Jehoash with Mattaniah, his uncle, to reign over all the remaining poor people. He changed his name to Zedekiah. Mattaniah was the third son of King Josiah. He governed Judah 10 years, from 597 to 587 BC. Many considered Jehoash as the only official king of Judah. Gospel. The kingdom of God is one for the kingdom of God is only for the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. The kingdom of God isn't for the one who says he loves God. Jesus clearly differentiates between the two areas, words and deeds, and the kingdom of God is only for those who do God's will. An innocent person can believe sweet talking, but none can deceive God by his praises in words, because God fathoms all his intentions. False prophets or priests can use the name of God to preach, to expel demons, or to heal. Their works have some success, not because of their efforts, but because of God's power. But if they don't keep God's commandments and cause damage to others, they shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Chapter 25 of the Gospel according to Matthew clearly declares that God's standard to judge is whatever we do to the least, we do to him. And only people who practice charity shall enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Therefore, true love must be expressed in words and deeds. The true lover is the one who is ready to sacrifice for his loved one, not only loves in words. A true lover of God is the one who tries to find out his will and do it. A concrete way is to help all people, both spiritually and materially. We must build our life on the foundation of Christ's teachings. To illustrate the importance of God's word, Jesus used a concrete example which we can all understand to build a house. There are two ways to build a house. Building the house on the rock, though it is difficult in the beginning, it shall endure. It endures all kinds of changes of weather, such as heavy rains, torrents of water, or thunderstorms. Similarly, for those who build their life on a firm foundation with God's words, they spend time learning God's words. Second, they use all opportunities to apply them in their lives. Two, building a house on sand, though it is easy in the beginning, it cannot endure all threats of weather. A small storm is enough to wipe that house out. Many people build their house on a foundation which is not God's words, but use gold or silver, fame, power, beauty, etc. But when they have to face sufferings or catastrophes, they can't withstand them. Many people destroy their lives because they simply can't overcome worldly temptation and the devil's traps. Those who build their house on sand can be compared to little crabs which try to build their caves on sand. When the tide is low, but when the tide is high or the sea is disturbed, water wipes out all their caves. They continue to build their caves and continue to be wiped out. If people aren't wiser than these little crabs, they have no opportunity to live a safe life in their present house, not to mention a happy life with God in the next. Application in life. To firmly build up the house of our life, we must build it on the foundation of Christ, which is his teaching. We must spend time studying Christ's teachings before we can apply them to our lives. Begin when we are young, continue as we are growing, and continue all the length of our lives. Whatever seed we sow, we must harvest. We harvest the corresponding yield. Whatever we live our life in this world, God shall return to us the corresponding results. However we live our life in this world, God will return to us the corresponding results.